I wanted to update you on some things with Pastor Bill. If you remember last week, I had shared he was in the hospital. And when I asked Donna, how can we pray for you? What's the thing that you need right now? And she said, we need to hear from the Lord clarity as to the decisions of matters before us. And I can happily report that prayer has been answered. They have been able to clearly discern and know the path forward for all those things, which, you know, we don't all understand what all was before them, but what decisions were before them to make. And Pastor Bill has discerned and praying through this. This is his time to go home. He has returned home on hospice care. They've given him less than a week to live out his days on this earth. And in talking with Donna yesterday, there is a lot of peace. There is no fear. And you know, sometimes we can see these things and think to ourselves, well, what happened with faith? And one of those verses our dear brother read, we also have to discern times and seasons. And Pastor Bill, as we all know, has always been a man of faith.
Yes.
And they've asked us to agree with them for two things. One, for peace in not dealing with the pain and the transition into this rest. And they've asked us to pray for that peaceful transition into that eternal rest. I was talking with Donna, and one of the things that she said was, just remind the people, let them know there's no fear in where they are. Because when we are able in our own lives to discern God's time and season for things, it gives us a foundation of faith to believe and receive whatever it is that we need. And at this time for them, it's just peace and joy. The Lord has already been in recent weeks ministering to Donna, especially with a joy in where he's going, a hope in knowing that. We will all need time to process these things. And I'm asking you this morning, I'm sharing the things that they've asked me to share relative to, we need to stand in agreement with them for what they are asking. Stand in agreement with them for peace in this transition. Stand in agreement and support for them, because this is a lot of big question marks. Praise God, he's already on the other side of every question. We need to respect the decisions and support them any way that we can. And we need to honor Pastor Bill in carrying forth a vision that wasn't given for him. It was given to him for this house.
Yes.
That vision doesn't end when any of our lives end. It ends whenever the Lord determines that. And Pastor Bill would have us continue to keep that in our remembrance, to know where we're called, and to continue to press forward in God's plan and vision. Pastor Bill has equipped us well.
Hallelujah.
This body is full of strong and mighty believers.
Yes.
No question. Now his question is, what will you do with that? And I believe we can move forward together continually. Praise God, he's brought. He's brought wonderful ministers, friends of ours. Brother Bob, Dale, the Armada Presbytery, the Armada family. We are not in this alone. And Pastor Bill has had a wonderful chance to talk with Bob and Dale, and they are going to be providing the spiritual covering for this house and helping with whatever transition may come up. Praise God, we need one another.
Yes.
That isn't that the embodiment of the body of Christ? The body of Christ in action. And so it's something that the Lord has put on Brother Bob's heart relative to having communion together. Just that time of remembering when any one of our members suffer, we all suffer. But when any one of us rejoices, we share in that rejoicing. And this may be a time of experiencing in the natural the grief and the sorrow. It's not wrong. But Pastor Bill would not have us stay there.
That's right.
Nor Donna. We will move forward. And so we're going to transition now to a time of communion. Those who are assisting with that can help at this time. So I will turn this back over to our dear brother.
You can just stay here.
To share and lead us in communion. And we'll ask the worship team to come back up and they'll provide some music for us through this. And we will end at the end together with some worship. So we'll have them distribute the bread and the drink. And we'll share in communion together.
As they're serving you, I'm just going to read a passage out of 1 Corinthians 11. I know some of you probably have that memorized, but we'll read it anyhow. Okay. The writings of the Apostle Paul, as he starts in verse 23 here. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this, now here's that word again, in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he took the cup, and after sup, saying, This cup is the new covenant, not the old one. We got a new and better covenant based upon wonderful promises, exceedingly great, precious promises by the This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, I believe we need to do this more often. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup. And we're here today doing this in unity of the Spirit. Because there, that's where God commands a blessing. Amen. And the blessing of the Lord is available to us, His people. And it makes you rich, and it adds no sorrow. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Shane, if you'd like to add to that, I will finish and be honored to receive communion with you folks. I ask you to examine your hearts. I believe the Holy Spirit, our great teacher, our guide, our revelator, our comforter, our counselor, our present help, the one that you and I are filled with. He will lead us into all truth. And by knowing that truth, it will set us free. So the things that the Lord has said to you, I ask you, as you partake of that broken body which was broken for you, and as you drink of the cup, remember what the blood has done. Remember what his scarred, beat body has done. Remember the pain that he suffered. Remember the love that flowed upon that cross. But remember today, he's not on that cross.
That's right.
And he's not in the tomb.
Risen.
And he's not in the pits of hell, because he's been risen again. But today, as we take and partake together in the unity of the Spirit, understand one thing. He is praying for you. And he is for you. And he's not against you. So do this in remembrance of what he has said to you, what he has done for you, and what he is doing and will do in the days that lie ahead. In Jesus' name. As many shifts and many changes have come, saith God, many things will be arranged. Many things will look like, that's not what I thought. But I'm here to tell you today, there will be things done that will be decently in order. Structure will be set and established. Because I have started this church, saith God, and what has been started by me, by the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of who I am, I will raise up to be a strength in this region. And the commission that I have placed upon this house, that commission will go to different and many various nations of this world. Remember, I have prepared you for such a time as this. I have called you unto myself. And as you sit and as you rest yourselves in my presence at my feet, I will instruct you in the way that should go. And I will line you up into the divine alignment that I have for each and every one of you. I will bring the comfort, I will bring the peace, and I will give you the strength so that you endure, and that one day you can say, when you hear me say, well done, my good and faithful one.
In moments like this in life, there's no better place to run than to our Father.
That's right.
So we are going to conclude our service with a time of entering into worship together, singing, How Great is Our God.